And then Joe saw her. He saw her hand first, as she held out towards him a plate of little round honey tarts, still warm from the oven. He remembered the bet, and unconsciously shook his head, disowning it. Still, he couldn't help but stare at her delicate wrist, her small fingers. He saw a blue dress open at the throat. He saw her neck, dark, very slender, and at last he dared her face. Oh, just a girl. A girl's smile, eyes glistening sweet as blackberries. He saw that everything about her was normal and real. The only difference was that it was all brown. A commonplace prejudice dropped away from him before he had so much as thought to voice it. Thanks, miss. A giggle. Oh, how pretty she was. Now then, Gracie, said the old witch one, Mrs. Diamond. Take a bite, do, said Gracie. When she slipped back to work, over by the window, behind a big white enamel-topped table, he couldn't stop looking at her. Miss, what you making? He nodded at the dough.
Hello there. Winter in Whitby and here I am, up to me eyeballs in hard work and intrigue. I'm out chopping logs in me back garden and I find it quite therapeutic. Thunk, 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 making all this noise. Bits of mouldy bark flying about all over the place and me breath puffing out in white clouds. Of course, then I notice that I've gone and cracked a couple of the paving stones I laid for me path just last spring. I don't know me own strength. As I'm taking a breather and sipping a mug of hot spicy tea, I catch a glimpse of Effie in a top window of her tall house next door. She's looking down at me. Funny look on her face. Watching me and thinking I wouldn't notice her up there. I go, "Yoo-hoo, Effie," waving my axe around. Effie doesn't wave back, doesn't even crack a smile. She backs away into the dark upper room till I can't see her any more. Not very friendly at all. But Effie's not been the same for a few weeks now. People have remarked on it. Sometimes it's like she's a completely different person. And only I know the real reason for that, don't I? Only I know what's really turned her head. But enough of that for now. We're all pretending nothing has changed. We're all carrying on as normal, behaving as if nothing queer has come over the owner of the shabby antiques emporium next door to me. I think I've been able to put Effie's moodiness out of my mind because I've been run off my feet. For some reason this winter season, my little guest house is besieged by bookings right through the approaching festive period as well. This is good news, because for the past year or so, I'm afraid I let things get a bit slack and slapdash. Oh, the place was always immaculate and tidy, of course, and I never gave my guests anything less than fantastic value and a superlative sojourn. But it was like my heart wasn't quite in it. Days and weeks started slipping by, with my B&B only half full. Sometimes it was even empty. I think I had too many distractions, if I'm honest. Now, however, I believe I'm back on track. Brenda's B&B is open for business and filled up for 52 weeks of the year. 6 double rooms furnished in oldie-worldy splendour, tasty, nourishing home cooking and good company. A chintzy oasis at the very heart of this small, antiquated fishing town on the breathtaking coast of northeast England.